The Holy Gospel according to John, the 16th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commandments so that you may love one another. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. For this reason I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated, and we invite the children to come forward for a short message. Jesus loves me, this I know. Good morning.
Good morning, Pastor Michael.
Good morning. Good. So glad to see you all. I have kind of a fun children's sermon, I think, because we get to sing a song together, and we're going to teach everybody here over the course of the next 10 weeks a song that will help them to know the fruits of the Spirit. Some of you may have heard it before, too. But first of all, what is this?
A coconut.
Is that a fruit of the Spirit? You don't know, right? Well, we're going to explain to you a little bit more about what the fruits of the Spirit are. They're not real fruits. But what we're going to do to make it fun is that each week we're going to have a special fruit we celebrate with. And by the way, afterwards or during the sacred space, there's a table right outside the door that has all sorts of coconut things you can try to eat. There's even a coconut water you can drink. And there's little sugary coconut, and there's crispy chip coconuts that are good, and even some macaroons. We have a whole other one of those that I need to get out. So the fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. But we're going to celebrate that each week, and we're going to do it with a song. And the first part, you don't have to worry about it. We'll teach it to you. But the second part is the fruits of the Spirit. If you can read, they're up there. But if not, we're going to say, "For the fruits are love, joy, peace, love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." Gentleness and self-control. And we'll sing it once together, and then we'll have you guys sing it with us, okay? Should we try that? This is how it goes. This is why this is fun. The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it, because you can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruits are love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. It's kind of a neat way to learn them. So let's try it one more time. And you can join in with whatever words you know and whatever words you don't yet. That's okay. Okay. The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. The fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it, because you can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruits are love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
Love, joy, peace, and patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control.
So you may be wondering, why are we talking about real fruits, and why didn't anybody ever put these together? That these aren't fruits, are they? Well, I was thinking about that, and I found about 9 days ago, I had some wonderful strawberries. They tasted so good. I was eating them, and I thought, I'm going to save these up so that we can talk about it for the fruits of the Spirit. So 9 days ago, I stopped eating these strawberries so that, and a banana as well, so that I could show them to you because of how wonderful they were. Those are strawberries and bananas. Can you believe those are real strawberries? Ooh, icky. Oh, look at that. Isn't that gross? So they tasted really good, but I don't think I'd eat those. Would you eat those? No, I never would touch those anymore. But it reminded me, that's kind of like the fruits of the Spirit. They are gifts to use, to eat and celebrate and play and be a part of the world with. And if we don't use them, well, then they're just wasted. Those would have been so good to eat when they were red and ripe and perfect. And now, they're not as good to eat, are they? That's a lot of like, God has given you so many gifts, and we want to use them in the world. And so we shouldn't store them up. And that's what Paul was saying when he put these fruits of the Spirit with real, like it's real fruits. It reminds us that we should use them. So to help us look at that, we are going to have a little fun. And we have created a coloring sheet for you. It has each of the fruits of the Spirit listed. There's some on the back as well. And you can take one of those and you can color a fruit. And we have a fruit picked for each week, but it's okay if you put a different fruit there. And just pick a fruit that you think represents each of the fruits of the Spirit and color them in. And if you hand them to Pastor Lita and or myself, we will make sure they get on that wall because we would like to decorate that wall. So some cool pictures up there would be awesome for us. And yes, any of you who would like to help do that as well, we would love for your pictures as well. Can you pray with me right now? Dear God, help us to share all of these gifts with the world that needs them. Amen. Thank you for coming up. We appreciate it. Stay away from the moldy fruit. But I'll leave it right here so you can see it. Nine days. That's all it takes for strawberries to sit on the counter and look like that. 9 days. Put them in the fridge. So I had a high school basketball coach. His name was Harry Miller. Went on to coach at Baylor, actually, for a while there. He said this to me all the time, and I mean all the time because I probably needed a little more help coaching than others. There's a reason I'm not playing basketball still. He said to me, "Statmuller, you think too much. Stop thinking and start playing." And I heard that a lot. Paul says to the people of Galatia, earlier in this chapter of Galatians, "You were running well. Who prevented you from obeying the truth?" It's like he was a coach talking to his people. "You were running so well. What happened? Why did you stop obeying the truth?" I wonder how often in faith we could use a Coach Harry Miller for ourselves. Someone to get us out of our head and help us to see that we are on the court right now. Stop thinking about our faith. Start living our faith. See, in the book of Galatians, Paul's angry. I mean, really angry. If you go through that scripture, you'll see that he talks to those people a little differently than he talks to a lot of others. He's upset, not happy with how they're living out their faith. See, he feels that they put a stumbling block in their faith and in the faith of others who come to hear the word through them. They made their faith not about Christ's actions, But instead, they've made their faith all about their own actions. And he says to them this line, which I'm going to repeat a little later. He says, "For freedom Christ has set you free." Now, it sounds a bit redundant. For freedom Christ has set you free. But it's so simple, it's so important. He's saying, you're free. What do you keep doing, binding yourself? Paul is saying, you've attached all these things in your head to God's grace. In other words, stop adding buts to God's grace. And you know what I mean when I say stop adding buts, don't you? I believe in God's grace, but you really have to believe, and I'm just not sure I believe enough. I believe in God's grace, but I can't love like she loves. I believe in God's grace, but I'm way too short on patience to be any good with this. I believe in God's grace, but if I had a little more self-control, I could have a more sensible prayer life, a more disciplined one. I believe in God's grace, but which one is yours? Which but would you add to God's grace? And quickly, the fruit stays on the shelf. We aren't ready to share it with the world, and it rots because it never was free at all. We think about faith and grace, and we so often can turn this into a series of have-tos and don't-dos instead of just seeing grace like that fruit on a tree that is a gift for you, period. Paul knew that the Galatians were a gift and that they were thinking too much. And I know that we can still fall into that same trap. So we're talking about the fruits of the Spirit for the next 9 weeks after today. Each week, we'll take a different one of those that is up there on that pear that's listed up there. And we'll ask you not only to contemplate and think about that fruit, but also we will wonder together how we can live out this faith, how we can nurture that gift, not only in ourselves, but amongst each other. In other words, perhaps when you look at patience, it isn't your greatest gift. Can we lift up a person in our community that has that gift? Can we talk about how we can nurture that gift in ourselves? But first, we need to ponder for a moment that line again. That's not even a part of our scripture that Paul said earlier in this chapter. For freedom, Christ has set us free. You see, Paul was trying to show the Galatians and consequently us, that there are always things you can work on, sure. But, it has less to do with getting it right and more to do with living in God's love and mercy for the world. In other words, he was trying to help them see that God's grace is always going to be with you, no matter what. It cannot be taken away. That fruit is going to continue to be given to you. The question is, what will you do with it? Because you have the ability to bring the kingdom of God to others. And right now, that fruit, well, what are you going to do? And so each week we're going to talk about those and say, how can we utilize these gifts that have been given to us? How can we be faithful stewards of God's gifts in the kingdom of God, in the community of faith here, and in the world beyond? You know what I don't want to have us be? Anybody have that neighbor that has the beautiful apple tree in their yard? If it's you, I apologize, but you can bring me those apples. But you know what I'm talking about? The person who has that apple tree, and you look at them and go, wow, those are some beautiful apples that are coming off of that tree. And then as the season goes, you wonder, wow, are you going to harvest those apples? And then a couple weeks later, you look and realize, I should have talked to them about those apples as they are rotting in the grass around the tree. We don't want to be those people who have wonderful fruits, wonderful gifts to give that never are eaten. And neither do we want to be like that one who has so much fruit and does harvest it, but it also goes to waste, rotting in a cabinet, in a refrigerator, much more than we could have ever shared with ourselves and our family, so much more that could have been used as a gift for others. See, the great thing about this image of Christ bearing fruit that we can share, this fruit of the Spirit, is that these gifts are not scarce. None of the fruit that we're going to eat are so exotic that you cannot have one today. We all have each of them as fruits, and we all have each of these gifts in spirit. Now, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness. By the way, goodness and generosity, we're using those words interchangeable partly because the song works better with goodness. But we're going to go with that. Faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We may be better at some of these than the others, but together we have all of these gifts. And together the world needs this harvest. You know, when I look at the world today, some when they talk to me about the world outside see me as a glass half full type of person. I look at the world around us, I still have hope. I'll talk about somebody that really is making me mad, and I'll look at them as somebody who is God's beloved child. It's hard sometimes. I know that's hard for each of us. There are so many who are letting their relationships dry up with one another. We are polarizing ourselves as never before in my lifetime. And if I can twist an old saying to go into this, I believe part of the problem is the fruit is not falling far from the tree. The fruit is not being shared with the world. But I am still optimistic because God's Spirit is with us. And God is at work through these gifts. It's not just our job. God will be with us. And I do see these gifts everywhere. And we're called to not have all the answers in the world. We're simply called to share this fruit that we bear. Our job is to notice and use these gifts in ourselves. And as a church, to notice and use these gifts in others, to cultivate this, to lift it up, and trust that when we see and use these fruits, God's Spirit will grow. So I say to you, can we be like Coach Harry Miller? Can we be a little bit of coaches in the world? Or can we listen to Coach Harry Miller? Can we get ourselves to step onto the court without fear that our gifts aren't good enough, to realize that whether we think we deserve to be out on the court or not, God has named us as somebody who is needed. Can we accept that we are here for a reason? And even when we don't think we have it all together, we can focus on these gifts God has given us and trust that God will use us. I want to close by reminding you of that grace thing. Yes. You've had some fruit that's rotted in the past. You've had some moments in your life where you can look back and you can say, I didn't love as God wanted me to love. I wasted that gift. But if we can get beyond ourselves, we can realize that God still loves you. And God is still making your tree a gift to the world. And realize that we have a world that has a lot of rottenness in it. And God has given us everything we need to change the world. If we remind ourselves with that, we can find our purpose. Even if we don't know all the parts of our journey, we can go. We can bear fruit and share fruit. Today, tomorrow, and always, God is with you. So go. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God. Amen.